Andy, popular person, no question about it. A lot of folks following on your TikToks. What made you, I guess you're doing it all for a great cause, no question. I guess that's the main person why you're doing this, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the main reason that I'm out here walking across the country is to raise money for Safe Project. It's an organization that stops addiction fatalities, and I think that's a really good cause to walk for, so I'm happy to spend my time doing it.
When does this all plan out? When did you start all the walking now?
I started the walking on March 4th, so it's been a little over 5 months at this point. The plan for the walk, I knew I was doing it in my sophomore year in college, so it's been probably 2 years in the making.
You've been through, gosh, how many countless communities and cities and villages along the way? Too many probably to even mention, right?
Oh, exactly, yeah. I mean, I've been through 17 states at this point, and I think I'll hit 24 by the end of it, so that just... There's so many that I can't even mention or bring up, but there's been a lot of special memories along the way.
When do you think you'll get the West Coast? Have you kind of got a target date?
I don't have a goal for when I'm getting there. It's just kind of I'll get there when I get there, but it'll probably end up being sometime in November. I'm thinking before Thanksgiving so I can get back home for the holidays.
Thank goodness for social media and TikTok. Boy, it's what a great way to get your word out and your videos and stuff like that, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been wonderful, especially since I got to Nebraska. It seems like it's kind of taken off and the message is getting out there, so I'm very grateful that I'm able to post.
Going back to what you're doing this for, have you is it hit home? Does it have had a family member or friend kind of go through some rough times?
Not personally, no. There's not much connection with my family. We have had some addiction problems, but luckily no fatalities due to addiction. I mostly wanted to do this because I know how big of a problem it is in the United States, and I don't really see people talk about it at all.
Yeah, it's in the news a lot, no question about it. We hear about it here in the Midwest, and we hear all about the country that there is some problems going on, and just all the money you're raising is going to do a lot. It's going to do some good, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes. I'm hoping it can help reduce the stigma around addiction, too, rather than combat deaths, which is obviously another huge goal of it. But I want to get the word out there so people feel more inclined to ask for help.
Nebraska Hospitality, you've ran into some really nice people along the way here in Nebraska, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. Nebraska has been by far the best state for hospitality reasons. I've stayed in hotels and motels sponsored by both individuals and companies. People have let me stay over at their house, whether it's on a farm or a standard house. So I've had a lot of great experiences, stayed out of the storm, stayed out of the heat.
Otherwise, if you don't stay in a motel, where do you stay at?
I'm in my tent most nights, so I'm used to... For the first 5 months of the walk, I was in a tent almost every single night that I was out here. And at that point, I just kind of find a nice cozy spot in some trees when the sun's getting low.
But boy, if you can have a nice motel room and a nice cool air conditioner blowing on the entire night, I bet you sleep like a rock, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I sleep like a rock almost anywhere I am because of how tired I am at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But there's something special about a pillow.
But when you're not walking across the country, what else are you doing? What do you do for a living?
I was a CNA before I started, so I was just working probably 80, 85 hours a week so I could save up enough money for this. I know I want to go to more school when this is done, but part of the reason I also wanted to do the walk was to figure out what the next step is.
So it's a lot of thinking on the roads, and I mean, your mind, a lot of thinking on what you want to do for your future, right?
Exactly, yeah. I've had a lot of time to work through what that future might look like for me, and I'm narrowing it down. I'm pretty sure I want to go into chiropractic care to be more of a holistic healer rather than go to medical school and heal with medicine.
We got some fantastic chiropractors in McCook, by the way, if you had time to go visit them. But great future. You feel like you're on the right path, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like things are looking up from here. I'm excited to see what the rest of the future brings.
What did your family think when you told them this is what I want to do?
They didn't believe me at first. At first they didn't believe me, then they thought it was a phase, and then they finally accepted it and were more nervous than they were before.
Well, I know here a couple of TikToks and pictures on social media. I think you had a chance to visit a couple of football teams, get some pictures with them. I think the last couple of days down in Indianola, Cambridge, some athletes or something like that. We kind of heard about it. We were trying to find Andy in Indianola last night, but somebody had stepped up, and you had a chance to kind of get a dinner and stay with them, didn't you?
So that was a lovely night last night. I stayed with a family in Indianola that messaged me on TikTok and said, maybe this guy needs a place to stay, and reached out. So I was very thankful for them bringing me into their home, making me a nice dinner.
You betcha. So after this, you're heading, keep going west along the highway. I think Trenton, just go, keep going straight right into Colorado, I take it, right?
I'm going to dip down into Kansas for a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I will be going through Benkelman. I think that's the last city that I'm going to hit on 34. And then down into Kansas, over to Denver. I'm just following what Google Maps tells me to do.
There you go. And I'm sure it's hot days, but you've encountered, have you had to walk any rainstorms? You try to get out of that as soon as you hear or watch the thunder roll in, right?
Well, when spring was happening and I was in the mountains, there was hardly any place for me to take shelter. So I was getting wet many days. I had a few stretches where it was like every single day of the week it would rain, and I would get blasted with just water all over. So I can't always escape it. It's nice to when I can, but at this point I've kind of accepted that I'm going to get wet.
Andy, thank you very much. Thanks for the time. I know he wants to keep on moving, but to spend a little time in McCook and then on your way and keep going west. And what's that target day? When you want to be out, or what's your final destination you're shooting for?
I'm shooting for San Diego.
Okay.
Yep. I wanted to go from the north to the south, but also from the east to the west to make it as hard as I could, but also to raise as much money as I can, because the longer I'm out here, the more videos I can post and the more awareness I can bring.
You betcha. It's great talking to you, sir. Thank you very much. And hey, good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks so much. Happy to be here.